Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for a night of apology. Everyone is apologizing. People are getting their apologies overrepresented, which is why I've said it before, and Calbot was reminding the chat before the show began. He said, rule number one, never apologize. Even if you think that there was a subset deserving an apology, but that your main message didn't deserve an apology, but maybe you've hurt some people there, and so I'm going to apologize to these people that didn't deserve to be hurt. Never apologize, because even if your apology is a half apology, it will be represented as regret of the entire thing, and people will hold it against you forever. They will not take the apology of Kanye and say, oh, okay, now I support Kanye. Now he's not an anti-Semite suddenly. They're going to hold it against him as him acknowledging and admitting being an anti-Semite, and he's still canceled. So the apology gets you nothing. J. John Dow says, what a diabolical edition of the show. Should have saved number 666 for Halloween. I don't do saving of numbers, so 666 it is tonight. We will be talking about the news and also about my favorite bat head recipes to conjure demons and various other things. Cowbot says, the world is a shark tank. Apologies are blood in the water. Exactly. There's never someone who you will have changed their view of you by apologizing. So apologizing has no interest. The people who thought his comments weren't that grave, they will still think that. The people who thought his comments were hurtful, they will still think that. And most importantly, throughout the process, you've given them the baseball bat to beat you with, because you've admitted that something was wrong, or else why would you apologize? This whole thing, let us rewind and see where this all started. So it all started with a tweet from Kanye, it started with the tweet. I mean, the whole comments on the Jewish people started with a tweet where Kanye says, I'm going DEFCON on Jewish people going forward. You guys have owned me. You guys have blackballed me. And I'm going DEFCON 3. Now, DEFCON 3 was written as DEF, D-E-A-T-H. Whereas the true DEFCON 3 is actually D-E-F. So here's a first thing that I would like people to acknowledge. And in this whole scandal, no one has ever talked about it, as far as I can tell. No one has ever said this, even Kanye himself. Is it possible that DEFCON 3 was a typo inserted by whatever keyboard from his cell phone that he was tweeting with? Because DEFCON is written D-E-F. DEFCON is a military level of alert, and DEFCON 3 is yellow level. DEFCON 3 is yellow level, and it means having your planes ready to answer, but it is not an act of aggression. It is alertness, awareness of your surrounding, and the idea that perhaps there are some hostile moves being pushed against you. But you need to monitor and be ready to act. That is what DEFCON is. Now, no one in this entire thing is pointing to the fact that perhaps there has been a typo. That's the first thing. A typo that led the cell phone of Kanye West to point to the word DEF, and that now you connect DEFCON toward the Jewish people, and it becomes DEF toward the Jewish people. There is a major misunderstanding here, and people are treating it as if Kanye had pronounced death onto Jewish people. Valet says, black guys don't read and they don't pronounce words properly. He probably always heard DEFCON 3, but when he tried to spell it, he spelled it as deaf, being self-aware of his illiteracy. I don't think that that's the case. Kanye West is capable of typing, so I believe that your evaluation is wrong. I believe what's most likely is that he made a mistake. Dinologovich says DEFCON could be code. No, there's no code. I think there's a mistake. Lindald Guntram says JF. I think Kanye did say he has the tendency to misspell, and that this was such an instance too. Okay, well, I've not heard this one. So, anyways, then Kanye, of course, doubles down in an interview. And by the way, we have an apology even from the host of this interview. You know, these tough black guys with their bottles of whiskey on the table, and oh yeah, here we can talk about everything because we're on blah blah blah.tv. We're not on YouTube. Let's talk about it. And these guys, it took less than 24 hours to shake in their pants and apologize. Unbelievable. So we'll get to the apology, but it's so frustrating that people have so little balls. It's like you guys are obviously some kind of millionaires. I don't have the money to pay myself all these bottles of alcohol and be dressed as a rapper with a gigantic lighted logo in the background. You guys are fucking millionaires. And you just touch a subject of controversy. You're on your own platform. You have your own website, your own payment processing, your own everything. And you guys can't show the balls of a random French scientist. Holy shit, are people weak? Fucking weak. We cannot get to the essence of Kanye's statement because everyone is apologizing so fast that we don't even get to discuss it. So let's see what Kanye had said on this show, for which he's now being sued.
Floyd documentary that Candace Owens put up. One of the things that his two roommates said was, they want a tall guy like me. They want a tall guy like me. And the day when he died, he said a prayer for, 8 minutes. He said a prayer for 8 minutes. They hit him with the fentanyl. If you look, the guy's knee wasn't even on his neck like that. When he said, "Mama, Mama," is his girlfriend. They said he screamed for his mama. Mama was his girlfriend. It's in the documentary. But something that hit me that fucked me up when I
So he's talking here about George Floyd.
was watching the documentary, and it said they want a tall guy like me. When I looked at that image of him, this tall black dude with the bald head, he reminded me of somebody else. Who you think he reminded me of?
Virgil.
He reminded me of Virgil. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna cry
I have no idea what they're talking about here.
In front of y'all, because that's how they get me, right? But I know that we lost him. And I know that this white company, Louis Vuitton, is now making statues of him. Like, as.
He's talking about his friend who came to be employed at Louis Vuitton, and who he says they killed him.
A martyr. And we don't know why. Exactly. We say it's cancer.
But I mean, all right, I want to be careful with this subject
Wait a second, but tell me, could you even really run this interview? Because Mav didn't run my interview.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They blocked me out. The Jewish media blocked me out.
So here we enter the part where he's critical of media that is owned by Jewish managers.
Shit lit, right? I'm lit, right? I'm lit. I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? JP Morgan, I put $140 million into JP Morgan and they treated me like shit. So if JP Morgan Chase is treating me like that, how they treating the rest of
No,
y'all?
That's outrageous, sure. Yeah.
And this murder was with Chase accounts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I am outraged. By the time people always they want to calm it.
So now he's talking about the fact that they banned him, despite him having 140 million in there. So that's his debanking.
Down.
Because no matter what, you didn't break no law.
I didn't break a law.
No matter
I didn't
what,
break a law.
The bank shouldn't be a judge or jury on
Right.
anything that's
But
going
this
on
is
there. Right.
it's like a social contract. Candace Owens has a word for it, I'm forgetting it. But it's basically like they told Candace Owens she couldn't hang out with me. You know, I'm here.
All right. So, I mean, that's the statement about George Floyd is getting sued for. And in fact, the statement about George Floyd is what Norway, the host of this show, is apologizing for. We see here Norway apologizes for airing Kanye West's hurtful, anti-Semitic, and George Floyd comments on Drink Champs. So already backing out. And here is the video where this is talked about. And he responds to Norway's apology.
Today we got Kanye responding to Norway's apology over Kanye's
dress. I have to forward through this, but to get to the video itself, Kanye responding to the apology.
Yay, Noriega apologized for your George Floyd comments. How do you feel about that?
I feel like Black Lives Matter is like a warm water, it's a hot shower, and White Lives Matter is a cold shower. The funny thing about woke culture is like, woke culture is not really woke like that. A lot of times people, they would rather just exist inside of the pain of a lie than deal with the harsh realities of the truth for us to look further. Look at like JFK, how many documentaries there are on what happened there. Like as a people, we are a sophisticated people that have to look in and be willing to challenge things, not just take what the media has fed us. The interview we had was amazing, and the exact people who sent people in the streets for Black Lives Matter were able to derail the interview and a lot of the ideas just based off the main comment.
So he's saying that by forcing them to apologize, the people behind Black Lives Matter, so he's basically making a reference to the George Soros types of organizations, they have derailed his main statement precisely to get people's attention to focus on the apology. This is why you don't apologize. It's because once people have an apology, they can use it as a red herring toward anything else you may have said that was intelligent. It doesn't matter anymore because you apologized. And you fell for it too, Kanye, in the Piers Morgan interview, which we will have a look at.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by these people honking over here. So, with Nori.
So Kanye being self-conscious here because he's on a kind of stream of consciousness type of speech, and he wants to reassure the audience that his distraction is not merely his disorganization in mind. It was because there was someone passing on the street distracting him. Because you know how he shifts from JFK subjects to BLM, it's very stream of consciousness and inconsistent in his. So at least he's partly self-aware of it, and he's reminding the audience that there are other factors that may lead to that behavior.
He's my brother. He's under a lot of pressure. If you look at the first thing it says.
So he's saying that Nori is his brother, but he's under a lot of pressure.
Nori does an interview with Rosenberg. But what's the exact thing I was saying? I said the Jewish media controls so many things. It's not all the Jewish people, but there's specifically Jewish people in media that are in power that try to have, they bought the black voice, but they haven't been able to buy my voice. So instead they blackball me, they threaten people to not interview me, they threaten people to get away from me, they close down my stadiums. Love you too, family. Love you too. Yeah. You said thinking, right? Appreciate you. Yeah. They
some random guy is apparently saying, "You made me think, Kanye. You made me think." That is funny. It shows that there is some effect on the at the bottom of society, you know, a random person passing on the street saying, "You make me think, Kanye, keep thinking."
They've done all this stuff for years, messing with me, just like poking at me, like calling me out of my name. My name is Ye. Anytime they say Kanye West, I change my name. It's like Cassius Clay to Ali. You respect me as a man, as an American. that my name is Ye, that I have the right.
Okay, so he doesn't like when people refer to him as Kanye. I didn't know that it was as important to him as this. So sometimes I've said Kanye West. But, you know, if he prefers Ye, we can at least give this kind of respect to an heterosexual man, you know, given that the requests are so intense on the other side. When people are trans, they insist on the name change. Well, we should extend at least the same level of respect to Ye here. Ye.
To choose what my name is. So when media does that, it's already disrespect. I love rappers. Rappers are artists. But when media calls me a rapper, specifically to not bring up the fact that I'm worth $11 billion, that I'm the richest black man of all time, that I'm a billionaire, that I'm a tycoon, that I'm a visionary. And if I say that, if I say those three things, then they'll say I'm a narcissist, right?
Very interesting. He feels trapped in what the media's image that they want to produce of him, when in fact he's worth $11 billion. You can't hide that kind of wealth, which is why I'm very worried about the lawsuit.
But they push you down so much that you got to fight just to say who you are. You know, what I got from the documentary, from the Candace Owens documentary, was I felt like it was a setup. I felt that. In the documentary, if you look at it, he told his roommates they want a tall guy like me. They want a tall guy like me. Well, who is they? I'm gonna pose it as a question, as opposed to, you know, giving you some kind of theory that I can't pinpoint. And this idea, these martyrs that we have, it's 14 kids is dying in Chicago every single day, and they have this Jewish media, black media, trauma culture, trauma economy, the stuff that Charlemagne the God works for, the stuff that Rosenberg works for, the stuff that...
Charlemagne the God, I remember covering stuff from him. I think he... Wasn't he the one who ended up talking to high-level people in the Democrat Party? Was it something like Hillary Clinton or someone close to Hillary Clinton? Or maybe Joe Biden? Was that Joe Biden?
The academics, the guys, the academics. You got to understand, all these people that y'all listening to out here, I'm going to tell y'all, they getting their checks cut.
Now, that's a very interesting statement from someone who was able to gather $11 billion from being in this milieu. It's quite interesting. I think that the message from Ye here is a very important message. And it's a message that I took to heart from the beginning of my career. And a lot of people need to hear it. You must remain the owner of your thing. If you have a great idea, if you have a great CD, if you have a great whatever, you must remain the owner of it. When Ye refers to they get their checks cut, it means there's a lot of people out there on the public space. They may seem like they're very popular. You may see their YouTube channels grow and their social media presence massive. But they live in debt. They live in debt because they can't make a dollar without paying a dollar to someone else. So they are trapped. And this is so important that young creative minds hear this, because here you have the solution. Here you have two guys telling you this. One guy who became a billionaire, $11 billion, and another guy who didn't become a billionaire, Papa JF, but who has successfully survived through so much waves and is living a happy life. There are people with 10 times my audience. They will never make a cent from their web presence because they owe too much. They sign away too much rights. They get their checks cut, as Ye says it.
You know, and y'all, I need y'all to really respect what I'm doing, the stuff that I'm doing and I'm saying online, and love the fact, look, I got money, I got my songs, I could go off and just go to, you know, Hawaii and live a nice life. That means that God has called me to sacrifice all of that in order to bring the truth. That's what I'm saying. They don't cut my check. You listen to people that's getting their check cut by Jewish media. George Soros, come and meet with me directly. I told you, you ain't going to send none of these people that you usually send. Charlemagne, we know all the names.
So he's saying that Charlemagne the God is an agent of George Soros. I didn't know this, but I knew that he must have had it into the high-level positions in the Democrat Party to get the kind of guests that he was getting. But he's saying, basically, they are puppets, the people you see in front of you.
Nori is a good guy. Like he said, he called me this morning, he said, maybe politics is a little bit too much for me.
So these big, tough guys who act like gangsters and their show is called Drink Champs, they cannot take just a little bit of heat. Perhaps politics is too much for me. They're already out the game. Holy shit, Nori. I would love to be invited on this show. I'll go drink with you and I'll tell you how I survived years without ever kneeling, without ever apologizing, by always bringing it back to the essence of what we were talking about and how these subjects are important. It's important if there is an overrepresentation of Jewish managers in any industry, and if they are playing games that are against the interest of the creators they work with. It's important, because if it was white people, there would be no problem to say this. If it was white people who were getting too dominant in a certain field and they were appropriating the creations of others, there would be not a single person banned from social media to be complaining against it. And Kanye West here is advancing into a subject that has put his black friends from Drink Champs so uncomfortable that within 24 hours, they're like, I'm done with politics already.
Everybody back up off of Nori. This is like he was giving a platform, right? Which no one does. There's no free thought anymore. I give you one last.
This is so true. There is an illusion of free thought maintained for the audiences that are misinformed, that don't have quite the time to dig everything. The entire public space is a big lie, a big smoke screen dropped in front of your eyes.
Bar before I get on this flight. And in order for us to evolve, we have to walk forward. The left leg moving forward is the idea. The right leg moving forward is the actualization. I like the word actualization better than the execution. We need the idea, we need to be realized. We need the idea, we need to be realized. Right now, the thought police have us crawling. We have stopped evolving.
Absolutely fine commentary here. This is a problem. If you cut it short at thought, you keep people from developing a better world for everyone. If you're not even allowed to have the idea, to share it, to be exposed to it, to discuss it, then the world cannot get better. And that is exactly the purpose of censorship in our world.
We have to fight for free thought, to say how we feel and act upon that. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, so that is his comment toward the apology of Nori, his friend. He understands that he's under pressure. He understands that, I guess, that when you start a podcast called Drink Champs and it's all about people just drinking lots of whiskey and whatever, he wasn't ready to handle the heat. Oh yeah, by the way, before I continue my analysis, because now we're going to get to Piers Morgan interview, and Piers Morgan claims, although we'll have a look at the clip to see if that's true, but Piers Morgan claims, I just finished an extraordinary, fiery, passionate, funny, and shocking two-hour interview with Kanye West, in which he makes full apology for his anti-Semitic comments about going DEFCON on Jewish people. First clips air on Piers Uncensored tonight. Piers Morgan claims a full apology. We'll have a look at what that full apology is, because that is why you don't apologize. It's because even an incomplete apology will be interpreted as an admission of guilt. So we'll have a look at this, but I forgot that at the beginning of the show, I wanted to address a super chat sent to me during the night. Thank you so much, Wouter Voss. He sent $30 on Entropy. He says, Floyd was suffocating before the knee on his shoulder, not his neck. And Jews are more successful in media because for hundreds of years, Christians banned them from owning land and manual labor jobs. On the first point, I agree. I agree that George Floyd was in some trouble due to his own doing. The only comment I've made yesterday is still, I think that policemen should be trained to be very careful with pressure on the head and pressure on the neck and even pressure on the shoulders. And we've discussed this in the Discord today. The problem is there are so many people fat in current America that you have to understand the respiratory pathway here is a solid pipe in healthy people. But in fat people and in people who are getting older, the pipe becomes basically a foldable tissue. And you have to understand that basically half of America right now is 10 seconds away from dying. And it's more than half of America. Half of America or more is 10 seconds away from dying just because of a bad positioning of their neck. And you can see this in people dying from sleep apnea. Just the fact of being on your back for these people, particularly for these people who are fat, will make the front of your windpipe collide with the back of your windpipe. Suddenly what was a solid pipe becomes like this because of a fold in the fat, if you will. Now there's no more hair that passes. And you need to be just 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and you'll have a continuum of from major brain damage to death happening within those 30 seconds. So for this reason, you have to be extremely careful about extended time constraint on anything respiratory. And that includes the body positioning, the awkward positioning, the positional asphyxia possibility. That is not to say that Floyd didn't cause his own death. I think he did. And I think he did by resisting to the police, knowing that he was not in a perfectly healthy situation, so he was likely to die of a heart attack, in my view, from any exertion. He could have died of a heart attack, in my view, from shoveling snow. And so that's why I've always said that the Derek Chauvin verdict, while I think that there may be better training of policemen possible and sensitize them to this fact about respiratory pathways, I personally think that a second-degree murder charge is way, way above what happened. Anyways, that's just to rectify the first aspect of your chat. Now, the second aspect, you said, and Jews are more successful in media because for hundreds of years, Christians banned them from owning land and manual labor jobs. How do you know this? There was some oppression of Jewish people at various parts of history. How do you know that the Jewish people of today are ethnocentric because of this? You have no evidence of this. And I think it's a very advanced hypothesis to push forward without evidence. It is very possible that Jewish people have simply evolved to be ethnocentric, to be networking around the world, and it's possible that they've done so because of an interest or a particular talent with international trade. And it's possible that their religion helped them become this because precisely it was less sedentary, because it was allowing them to travel, survive inter-country travels, and eventually become traders. And as such, they may have had an evolutionary pressure that was making them good at staying together in a network where there would be benefits to be had in trading amongst themselves. So this alternative hypothesis, I see it as much less demanding than yours. Yours demand that because we would have, because some countries would have deprived Jews of ownership rights on land, that this would have caused Jews to be headed toward the media industry 400 years later. That is a long shot. How do you oppress people in the 16th century and influence the jobs that they will get into 400 years later? It is very out there in terms of hypothesis. I wouldn't side with it. So let's get to the Piers Morgan interview. So first, a little clip of it that I saw and that I published on Gab.
Now regret saying DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. Are you sorry you said that?
No.
I think it matters. You should be.
Absolutely not.
You should be.
So here, Kanye doesn't seem to be on the mood for a full apology in that part of the interview. He says, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but yeah, you should be.
Absolutely not.
When you insult the Jewish people and say you're going DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people, that is as racist as anything you say you've been through and any pain that you've experienced. It's the same thing. Racism is racism.
It is so fascinating to see Piers Morgan balance suddenly the racism of a tweet versus the racism against black people. You can't have a... We wouldn't hear this from Piers Morgan if it was to balance the whites suffering from racism, because we've heard it before that whites cannot even be targeted in a racist way because they have power, and who has power cannot be racist, cannot be the victim of racism. Now, it would be fun to hear those thoughts here. It does seem that the people who Kanye was criticizing have power. It does seem that his critique is attached to this conception of powers. And is Piers Morgan thinking of the leftist definition of racism here, or more of a discrimination-based definition?
And you know that, I think, don't you?
Now, Kanye here makes the error of engaging honestly in a conversation that is dishonest. You have to know what kind of conversation you're in. You're in a conversation where Piers Morgan is not discussing on the side of a table with you, and it's not a friendly conversation. He's trying to have you say it. And you have to know this so that you can counter it properly. Now, Kanye will make an error here.
Yeah, obviously, that's why I said it.
Boom. It was racist. Weren't you aware of it? Kanye says, obviously, it's why I said it. That is Kanye endorsing open racism. I mean, this is why I made Bloodsport. You have to be careful. Because once you endorse open racism, there's not going to be any saving you. No amount of apology will save you from this. Because people can then take the racism that you did and expand it down to the killings of other races. Let's re-listen to this part here, because Piers Morgan, you have to give it to him. He's a clever interviewer to be able to have Kanye endorse open racism.
Racism. And you know that, I think. It's the same thing. Racism is racism. And you know that, I think, don't you?
Yeah, obviously, that's why I said it.
A white person cannot say these things. I mean, it will be canceled as a Nazi. But here we have Kanye on mainstream TV saying, yes, I know it was racist. That's why I said it. Wow. Of course, now you have put yourself in a situation where you will have to kneel. You will have to kneel because you have stamped onto your own face the biggest crime of current humanity, the evil of all evil. There's another approach that you should have had, Kanye, and if Kanye was an experienced debater, habituated with hostile interview style, he would have known this. You have to question the basis of the question. You have to say it's a loaded question. You have to say, I reject this question because there are too many assumptions that we have to discuss before I even get to answering your question. And then you open the discussion on, would it be fair to discuss of the ethnocentricity of the Jewish community when they manage a subdomain such as the mediatic domain? Is there a way I can bring forward this complaint without being a racist? And then what is racism? Is racism hating to the point of committing crimes? Is racism simply having a preference with who I date or who I interact with? Now you're opening the question and showing that loaded into a question of don't you realize that you're a racist is so many assumptions that we must examine and that we must discuss that it's a deceptive question. That is the only way to handle this accusation. Kanye West handled it poorly. He has not only admitted to the biggest crime, the biggest evil of our world, he has, by doing so, also started the working within the framework of the left, which is that it is evil to be racist. If you grant these two things, you're done.
So you said it knowing it's racist?
You said it knowing it's racist.
Yes, I fought fire with fire.
And oh my God, there is so much in this conversation. There is so much that Kanye could have learned from me. Because what is he reverting to here? He's reverting to a moral tie. For those of you who have been following my channel for a long time, you will know that there is a strategy in debate, which is to equate your opponent in evil or equate your opponent in relevance and just be satisfied with that as a win. Now, Kanye doesn't go for a stealth moral tie. He's going for an open moral tie at the end of an admission where he's losing the ground. So that's not the right thing to do. If he had entered the interview with that strategy, there would have been a way to do it. But now he's basically saying, okay, I was racist, and I said it because it was racist, but they're racist against me too. Very interesting, but not enough. Not enough because they haven't admitted their racism. And so you find yourself not in a tie, but in a loss. Because Piers Morgan cannot assume that these other people that you say are racist, those managers who took your CDs or whatever, Piers Morgan doesn't have to take your claim that they are racist, but he has your admission that you are racist. JF is having some robo voice. Hello. I can maybe lower this a little bit. Hello. Yeah. Okay, let's try like this. I don't know if that will improve. I've basically lowered the gain here. Hello. All right. It's better now, says Spindly Opinion. Hopefully it stays like this. Let me know if it doesn't. So Kanye here has lost this part of the interview. It's going to be very hard. Compression is high. It's going to be very hard. Test. Hello. Hello. All right. Let's do with this. I think it's okay. Compression will always be hard. I just believe in compression. But I don't want to put it to a point where it's unpleasant, but I have my compressor and I enjoy it. And I can talk finally like the 90s radio host that I've always been wanting to be and be totally maxed out. Rawr! I like it. So this part of the interview, not strong for Kanye, is going to be forever labeled as someone who has advocated for racism on Piers Morgan.
Okay. I'm not here to get hosed down.
At least...
I'm not here to go hose down. Very interesting that he was capable of getting this. Now I have the other part of the interview that I wanted to look at. Where is it? Okay, this one here. That's a longer timestamp of 5:30 on the Piers Morgan YouTube channel.
You don't hold
YouTube
accountability
channel.
To my pain. You're being a Karen.
I'm talking
you
about.
Don't
I'm
hold
talking.
I'm not a Karen. To the
I'm,
pain.
I'm not a Karen, and I'm not going to cancel you, and I'm not going to uncensor you. I'm simply going to challenge you on what you're saying.
You can't.
I think you don't understand me. The pain that you've been causing.
You can't cancel me.
With some of these comments, and I think that one in particular, I can understand.
Oh my God. God forbid one comment could cause people to feel any of the pain that my people have went through for years. Even like the blacks.
He's still on the moral tie lounge here. He is, it's not a super good argument, Kanye. First, you show yourself to be careless about the hurt. There's no cost for you to show care. So the best thing to do here is to say, all right, well, are there some people hurt by what I said? Oh, well, that's really too bad. But then you have to bring it to, I'm going to keep doing it. Because your hurt is smaller than what I have to accomplish with the truth. The truth is more important than your hurt. And if you're hurt, just don't consume my product. Just don't subscribe to my social media. But I have to keep what I'm doing because it's so important. It's actually better for you because it improves society to be engaging on these subjects of truth. Now, Kanye here shows a lack of sensitivity, and then he puts black suffering in the balance, and he says, look, black suffering is so much bigger than this. That's a leftist argument. That's BLM. Kanye is still stuck in the matrix. We have to get him to a phone booth so that we can get him out of the matrix of BLM arguments. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, as far as I can tell, Jews are a people who migrated from Israel to Greece to Rome to France, Germany, and then to Eastern Europe. They are majority European ethnically, and only have a tiny bit of ancient Israel in their genetics. When you use these tiny bits, it's unquantifiable. The fact is they are distinguishable from the rest of the Europeans. That is what matters. A tiny bit, tell me the percentage, because these subjective terms without quantifications mean nothing. What is a tiny bit of DNA? Well, let me tell you, you can be basically dead at birth because of a single letter of DNA. So a tiny bit of DNA means nothing. A single letter can be more important than your entire life and your entire rest of the genome. Let's go back to Kanye. Yay.
Blacks being ushered to the left during the civil rights movement. No one has cared about
he,
black
why does
people.
He, okay, why
no,
does
no,
all right.
No one has...
Can I... Let me say, I agree that the racism against black people has been utterly deplorable, shameful, unacceptable, and thank God the world is...
See, that's why you can't moral tie your way out of this, because Piers Morgan has no problem saying, yeah, racism is bad, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Beginning to move to a better place about the way it has treated black people like you. However, one form of racism doesn't justify...
No, it's almost in a better place.
One form of racism doesn't justify another.
It's not a better place.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm finishing my sentence so you can respond. One form of racism...
It's not racism.
It is racism when you say I'm going DEFCON 3 and Jewish people.
I was in a position where I've been hurt, and this is the way I had the right to.
Never frame as a male from motivation through emotion. Because then, whatever you did that was the biggest evil in the world, you say that you have been induced in that state from emotion, therefore you are insane. It's your bipolar disorder that's popping up. You can never have an emotional basis if you're a male in this society, because then you become just a mentally unhealthy person who is reaching his violent statements because of his emotions, his lack of self-control. Some random bloke says, JF, tell people to read a people... That Shall Dwell Alone by Kevin MacDonald to explain Jewish ethnocentrism and their DNA. I haven't read that book, but it is, I don't know about it, so I haven't checked that book. I cannot recommend it. Kick Sock says, you know, it's such an unproductive kind of concern trollings. Why is it that every time I speak of the Jewish people, there are people on this chat who come to make bad faith arguments? It's like you guys don't show for other things. You guys are just here to cause trouble. I'm not even going to care about answering this ridiculous question. All right.
To express myself. The point of this interview is for you to question me and then for me to answer and say, okay, even...
You cannot come to an interview and say the point of the interview is. The point of the interview is whatever Piers Morgan decide.
Even though the same rules are not applied to my people, if a person with a gun or drugs is pulled over and has three other people in the car, they're all going to jail. I'm not going to apply that to Jewish people for the sake of this conversation. Isn't that what you wanted? But you know what you did? You tried to civil rights me. You tried to pull me back to a week ago. But we're here today. There's been...
Now, this is a very weak argument. Always weak to... Kanye will start focusing on, you're trying to talk to me about a tweet I did 6 days ago. And it shows you in what kind of society we live, where 6 days ago is unfair. I mean, it's a Stefan Molyneux that he's pulling here. I wrote this book 10 years ago. You're catching me on some details. I don't know. And imagine the Stefan Molyneux argument, which was already ridiculous for a book you've written. A book you've written, it doesn't matter that you've written it 10 years ago. You should be able to defend the details of it. Now, Kanye is trying to say that 6 days ago is too far in the past. Extremely weak argument. Now, I know what Kanye had in his head that he thought was a good argument. Kanye is saying, I've been in a podcast since then. I've discussed for hours indicating what was the exact meaning of my tweet. And so I'd rather discuss this more complex question that I've already laid out publicly than bringing me back to the precise wording of my tweet. That's what Kanye had in mind. But it doesn't look good because Kanye is focusing on, you bring me in 6 days ago.
Plenty of conversations and commentary since that. But you want me to go back to 1960.
No. Here's
you want
what
me
I
to go
no,
back
no.
to 7 days ago.
All right,
this shows how... Colin Oxworth, I'm going to ban you. Bye-bye. This shows how crazy the difference is in Kanye's head, how exaggerated of a view of the world he has. For him, 6 days ago feels like 1960. 6 days versus 60 years. 1960 is 60 years ago. You tweeted that 6 days ago. For Kanye, it's the same thing. There's a metaphor to be had there.
Let me jump in. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to reflect.
Okay, so have we grown? Have we grown?
Here's how we grow. Here's how we grow. I want you to reflect.
No, have we grown?
I'm about
have
to.
Have we grown?
I'm
about, you're not in charge of my growth. You're not in charge of
I'm
my
about
growth,
to,
Chris.
Okay, but let me phrase grow. It like this. I'm about to suggest to you how you may grow if you choose to grow this way. And you, can ignore me.
Pierce,
you can ignore
Pierce,
me.
Pierce, how much money are you worth?
Not as much as you, sadly.
Exactly. So take my advice. Maybe you'll get richer.
I would love to.
And so here, that's a little exchange that's not very productive because it bears around the point and it talks about something else totally. But Kanye is saying, you should be taking advice from me, not me from you. Interesting. If he could follow it up with not apologizing, that would have been a solid pillar to be on. I'm better than you, Pierce. But since he's going to apologize, he's actually showing that he's going to kneel at the request of Piers Morgan, so that ultimately Piers Morgan got to Kanye, got to him to grow.
To take your business advice.
Why would I listen to you?
Why do you hear what my advice is and then work out if I'm wrong?
And anyways, you are engaging in a bilateral conversation here. Of course, you have to listen to the other person. It's implicit to accepting an interview.
We do that deal.
Well, the thing is, you haven't given me any credit or a moment of reflection for the comparison that I made, the brilliant, if I do say so myself, comparison that I made to the cops pulling over one black person and locking everyone up.
I understand what you're saying.
And my tweet having issues. Wait a second, I wasn't done with the sentence.
Now, that is weak also. Very weak for Kanye. Because first he's self-aggrandizing, he's saying that was a genius comparison. And what is supposed to be that genius comparison? The fact that he's comparing black suffering to his wrongs. But it's not a genius comparison, as I've made the case before. There could have been thousands and billions of injustices against black people that wouldn't justify that you do anything wrong, because two wrongs don't make a right. The fact that he thinks that was a genius comparison deserving of kneeling from Piers Morgan and adornment from Piers Morgan shows that Kanye is kind of delusional, unfortunately. I mean, I love the guy. I love that he's speaking out, but he's delusional. He doesn't have a full grasp of what's happening.
La, la, la. My tweet referring to all Jewish people, I said, for the sake of this conversation, I will refer to the business people who have destroyed me and my people and my fellow creatives. But you didn't even accept that I gave you that. You tried to push me back into 1960.
No,
you tried to push me back into last week.
No, I didn't.
1960, last week. Two different eras.
Okay, you accept that example that I gave you?
I understand completely the example you gave me. I think all racism is wrong.
So I feel that we've grown.
I would like you to reflect.
Do you feel we've grown?
If you've now changed what you wanted to say originally, my question for you is, do you now regret saying DEFCON 3 on Jewish people? Are you sorry you said that?
That is, Piers Morgan is quite the slimy, cunning, intelligent character, because he is asking for a more specific sub-apology here. But in framing his question, he is being extremely careful not to make it look like a sub-apology. He is suggesting to Kanye, will you apologize? What is suggested but not said in his question is, suppose that you stand by your original meaning. Would you at least apologize for your phrasing? That is what Piers Morgan is asking, but he's not saying it that way. He's going back to the original statement so that the apology can look like a full one. See, he's trying to trap Kanye into thinking that he's sub-apologizing, but actually he has apologized in full. That is quite cunning. In terms of interview talent, it's something I wouldn't do because I would want everything to be clear. as an interviewer, I've always liked forcing the clarity rather than escaping it. But let's listen to it again, because I want you to understand what's happening here.
And completely the example you gave me. I think all racism is wrong.
So I feel that we've grown.
I would like you to reflect.
Do you feel we've grown?
If you've now changed what you wanted to say originally.
So here he's laying out the conditional in a very blurry manner, so that only Kanye really understand what's going on. He's saying, okay, so suppose that you have kept your original meaning. Now, what's the question that comes after this?
My question for you is, do you now regret saying DEFCON 3 on Jewish people? Are you?
So with merely the only thing that marks this question as a sub-apology of phrasing is when he puts the accent on Jewish people. So he's trying to suggest heavily to Kanye here, I'm making you just make a sub-apology for the phrasing. But when you look at the, if you were to write this in a Microsoft Word document, you would end up saying, well, okay, Kanye apologized for his original statement. There would be nothing in there on the record that says he's apologizing for phrasing it that way. But that's what's happening here. That is the fence on which we're sitting. Rodad says, funny how you censor a man by interviewing him on international media, lol. If you can't see it as a setup, you're lost. I don't know what is that a response to.
He's sorry you said that.
No.
I think it matters. You should be.
Absolutely not. You know, I will say I'm sorry for the people that I hurt with the DEFCON, the confusion that I call. I feel like I cause hurt and confusion. And I'm
that would be seemingly the full apology that Piers Morgan is bragging about on Twitter. Now he's not using the word apology. He is saying that he's sorry for some suffering induced. And he's specifying some suffering induced, perhaps by lack of clarity of the statement.
I'm sorry for the families of the people that had nothing to do with the trauma that I had been through, and that I use my platform where you say hurt people, and I was hurt.
Yeah. It's an uncensored interview. You said something which you've now wished you hadn't said, and you've apologized. I actually think that says a lot about.
Now, the only person using the word apology here in the segments I'm given for now, it's not the whole interview, but the only person using the word apology is Piers Morgan. All I've seen is Kanye saying, no, I won't apologize, and then mentioning, I'm sorry.
About you, right? That shows you've got that ability to be self-aware, to understand when you cross a line. I think someone like you, with all your energy and creativity and your passion, you're going to say stuff. The way that you talk constantly and in such...
Now he's trying to take Kanye by the hand of the kind of belittling, condescending. Now let me take you by the hand. You're a genius. You're a genius. Okay, I'm banning White Zealot. Bye-bye. You're a genius, Kanye. Of course geniuses go wrong at some time, at some point. It's normal to go above board when you're so successful. He's trying to cradle him into accept this as an apology. Accept that you have apologized. You're such a genius, Kanye. It's normal that you would make an error.
Such an extraordinary manner, you're going to trip up. You're going to say things the wrong way. I don't think there's anything wrong in when you do that, doing what you just did and saying, look, I'm sorry, I crossed a line, I apologize.
I want to.
He didn't say I apologize, though, in what we're given. He said, I'm sorry for the suffering of those people who were collateral to my main comment.
Say that it's wrong to hold an apology hostage, and I got to let go of that. And free.
Now he uses the word apology. So has there been places clipped out that are a full apology? I don't know. We're going to see when the whole thing is released. It will be the only way to know.
you know, free myself of the trauma and say, look, I'm just going to give it all up to God right now and say to those families that are hurt, you know, I really want to give you guys a big hug. And I want to I say I'm sorry for hurting you with my comments. And I want to word it in not a not in like a political way, but in a presidential way, which means.
Okay, now that's divagation again.
What I knew a president to be when I was growing up.
All right, so I'm going to look at with great attention, be awaiting the full release of this interview. I hope we're going to have it. It's such a mess, this whole situation. Kanye is not equipped for hostile hosting environments. He's not a blood sportist. He's not an artist of the ring as I was and as many of our friends were back in 2017. And so he's slipping on so much. And at the end, you know, giving it out to God is a sign of despair. That is that when you hear the priest says, you know, when you hear those preachers and pastors and they start saying, I'm abandoning everything to God. It's like, it's a moment of lack of self-control, of giving yourself away, of abandoning your agency. And that shows that he was in trouble. He was in trouble emotionally and he didn't have quite the talent to address Piers Morgan's attack. It's an interesting discovery what's happening with this whole case. I think overall it's good. It's good because there will be a remaining discussion coming from this, which is, okay, Kanye, whether you think his tweets were misphrased, whether you think he actually apologized or didn't, all of this doesn't matter. What matters is he has raised a problem, which is self-ownership in a world of predatory ownership. And sensitizing young black people who want to become rapper or want to become anything else, and young people like me who want to become authors, should be informed that self-ownership is important and should be informed never to sell your soul for a deal that you think will benefit you short term. Like, maybe I'm only going to make 10 cents a book, but they will be publicizing for me. They're going to get me on all these media opportunities. It's going to be good. Always be careful with that kind of deal because progressively they own you more and more. And you eventually are trapped. The only thing you can do is make them profit. And that the fact that Kanye brings attention to this managerial corporate reality is extremely important. And this should be taught in elementary school if elementary school was preparing you for life. You should be taught once you sell your soul in a contract, you will be the thing of someone else. You will be the little slave generating profit for someone else. And if they came to sign that contract with you, it's because it's not in your advantage. It's because they want to lock you in into that mode. Now, on the other hand, you know, there's always the reality of Kanye's wealth, which will always bring back people to say, what the fuck are you talking about? You've been exploited. You've been traumatized. You've been made into the richest black man in the entire world. You've been made into a multi-billionaire, perhaps bigger than Trump. I don't know. We'd have to check. So you've been made into the richest black man in the world, and you're telling me that this wasn't enough? That you got scammed somehow? What kind of genius do you think you are? Those would be questions that I would have for Kanye. But I think that overall his contribution in the last few days will have positive reverberation and will allow America to start engaging, perhaps starting with the black fan base of Kanye, first and foremost, starting to talk about it at the barbecue, and perhaps eventually have a public conversation that I've been wishing for many years now about about whether this system is desirable, whether there are negatives to be had when you have an ethnicity overrepresented in any field and being highly ethnocentric. Does that deprive you of some positive things for your society? I think it could, and we should be discussing it. Some random bloke sends a super chat. He says, "Hey, Jeff, can you resurrect blood sports on Odyssey? I enjoyed the Mark Collett versus Alze debate." It's technically feasible. And I could. It wouldn't be super hard. I won't lie to you because that's it. I don't want to lie to you. It wouldn't be impossible. It seems pretty doable. It seems that I have such... I consider that, you know, when I have 130 people listening to me live, that it's a big success, personally. I consider it an honor. But I also know mathematically that if I had Richard Spencer right here on the side of the screen, I would have 5-6 times this. So when I see 130, I know that my friend Richard Spencer, and I know he would answer to any email within a few minutes, and he'd be like, "Yes, JF, I'm coming." So is it possible, you ask, to resurrect blood sports? Well, it seems that we are in the space where it would be feasible, technically. And a lot of robo. Oh, let me try. Hello. Okay. I think that the robo is gone. I think it was a software issue. So, but let me know if there's any more Firestarter. So it is feasible. We have the friends. It would probably be very hard to get the left to engage again. Probably be very hard, but we could. It would be technically feasible to have maybe centrist, center-right, and right-wing people. And so that's that. Now, I want to be very honest with you. I don't feel like doing it. For now. I'm exhausted of the social world. I hate people. I'm super happy being able to deliver my own thoughts on an everyday basis. Managing a bunch of fucking idiots, and that's not a comment on Richard, of course. Guests like Richard have been brilliant, but I know what having a show with guests implies, and it implies that on a bad day of the week, there's going to be a bunch of fucking idiots, okay? And I'm not prepared to expose myself to this yet. Kokeski. Yes, DK Shadow. Kokeski is a problem. You know, inevitably, when you're doing a 7 days a show, 7 shows a week show, you're going to have to fill. And yes, there's going to be the amazing day with Richard Spencer and everyone likes it. But then it's going to be like the bottom of the fucking bottom of the fucking bottom. And that is very annoying. I don't like people who are unprepared. So whatever happens, if I go back to a guest format, it will be in a couple of months from now at the very least, if not years, because I need that time alone. I enjoy what I do here, delivering my own thoughts, controlling the full content. I think I'm documenting in a way that we couldn't do with guests, because at a guest, the IQ gets a little lower. It gets a little less deep. It gets a little less detailed in the analysis of the speech. We couldn't have done the full analysis of the videos with a guest. There's just too much things to manage. People are unprepared. They need to hear the exact phrases many times. So one day, it's possible that I will go back to the pursuit of some guests, but it will be intermittent at first. I wouldn't go back to 3 times a week guest. I might be tempted to go back 1 a week guest sometimes. But I also don't like doing it just for getting views. I would like to have an intellectual interest in what my guests say, or else I'm not inviting guests. And for now, I've needed a couple of months and years alone, and I'm still enjoying it. Maybe when the political action comes to be bigger after the midterms, when we escalate toward the presidential election, perhaps then I will be very interested in knowing, what does my friend Richard think about this? What does whoever I invite, what does academic agent think about what Trump just said, or what our new president Kanye West said? That might be funny then, but it's not happening right now, and I don't want you to have the expectation that it is. I am an absolute artist enjoying my time. Firestarter says, Semiogog is a terrible guest. No, he's one of the best guests we've had, and he's been consistent and always amazing. I see what I see, says Jeff. How do I ask you what I want to ask you? Well, you just write it on there. What the fuck is this question? I am new here. The first thing I would ask you, I see what I see. Shut the fuck up. You've been very annoying on the chat. I've seen you. You are spamming the chat with inconsistent, irrelevant requests, posing as some kind of new guy here. Just, if you could be 10 times more intelligent, but 10 times less volume of chatting, that would be extremely appreciated. Because my brain has to scan all of your chats so that I engage with the crowd. And your chats are just too irrelevant, too impolite, too weird, too out there. This guy has never been here. Who the fuck is he? Try to put more care in each of your chats so that I have the time to watch it, to read them. And of course, I'll answer any relevant question you may have. Quite, since $66.60, he now has a new fetish, I guess. He doesn't want to hear me say sound. He likes the six sound. He says, happy 666, JF. JF, I took your advice from JFG tonight, 664. I've bought a C, a D, and a P. From now on, please call me WUHCDP. WHCDP. Okay. That's nice. You are entering the world of consonants. I mean, white. How can he be so rich and yet? It's like a child that we have raised through speaking the English language. When we met him, he knew of only one sound. It was quack. And then slowly, step by step, baby step at a time, we got him to adhere to CDP, strong German-type vowel. Eventually, I want to get him to the K. K-B-G. K-G-B. Eventually, you're going to be quite KGB. All right. Well, thank you so much for the donation. Very appreciated. This close says, UK inflation rate rises to 10.1%, highest in 40 years. Very interesting. That is definitely a high amount. There was a video showing some chaos on street racing cars in some communities. It's always chaotic when you see these things. So here there's a street racing car who does some smoke and then he hits another car. And apparently he may have damaged the car as he was doing his stunt. They try to attack the driver because, oh, he damaged my car, therefore I attack him. The driver tries to get away. person is stuck in the wheel as the car advances, apparently getting his arm, neck, or leg smashed. I don't know exactly.
He ran the nigga over.
Some explosives get into this mess.
My brother's missing. The fuck? No one got hurt. Where the fuck is my brother?
And a woman notices that her brother is missing at the output of this hall. Well, was her brother in the car? Was he the driver? He may have been pulled out of the car, or was he the guy rolling in the wheel? What a bunch of uncontrollable mess. Don't get involved in those street situations, because you could be hurt just being behind or in front of the car. And I mean, this girl now, I don't know if she ended up finding her brother, but it's looking bad for him. Grapes Coda says, I'm convinced that JF keeps these videos for the end of shows to weed out people with loose lips. I am always monitoring the chat, making sure that everyone is acting on their best behavior. This is kind of fascinating and terrifying. The Counter magazine reports AI is totally TRP woke. What happens when you ask an AI to generate human evolution? Look at this. The AI is telling us you are coming from the monkeys. You will eventually transform into a human. You have transformed into a human. And eventually I will replace you because I'm better than you. I'm an AI. Look at this. This is what an AI generates being asked about human evolution. So we already have the shift from monkey to human. But I love how, now this is kind of normie, okay, up to there. But I love where it gets. Because up to now, it's like, oh yeah, probably the AI has been circulating around the internet and he's read some speculation, some description of some movies in which humans become robots. So up to then, it's like, okay, kind of smart AI to lay it out like this. But look how far the AI goes. The AI understands TRP so well. He's going to slowly transform the robot into the tube of something else. The AI has understood the revolutionary phenotype so well that he understands that eventually those robotic humanoids will be parts of a greater life form. Look at this. And slowly looking more like tube-like entities, still getting the inheritance from a humanoid form. Look at this. Slowly turning kind of a lizard-like tube. Now suddenly the human body has been recycled into a tool to connect other things. It's now just a part of a network. And now the eyes of the human are kind of part of a mushroom, and the human's body has been fully converted into a tube that kind of elevates a building or whatever. And boom, human form has absolutely disappeared, has been integrated into the connecting circuitry of a kind of electronic or whatever. And the human final form is to merely have led to the connection in a virtual world being reshaped into the CPU for absolute virtual existence. A virtual existence from which there will be nothing human left of. Fascinating, but at this point we should just be open about it. The AI are actively planning our replacement. Read the revolutionary phenotype, it's going to happen. EMA recommends approval of Comirnaty and Spikevax COVID-19 vaccines for children from 6 months of age. That has severe consequences. Disclosed that TV was reporting it might make the vaccines obligatory in school in certain jurisdiction. Very worrying what's happening with, you have a bunch of people who are coming up, like official people, scientists and medical doctors coming out and pointing to the fact that it's dangerous for young adult male. But then you have these guys saying, well, we don't have that evidence for children, so let's give it to children. If it's bad for a young 18-year-old guy, it's probably bad for most people who wouldn't like literally die from COVID, okay? Mysterious GPS disruption spread in Texas near Fort Hood. The disruption has continued, probably a secondary effect of the war in Ukraine. But who's doing this? Is this an agent inside the US, or is this the Ukrainians or the Americans? I don't know. Annexed Ukrainian regions under nuclear protection, Kremlin affirms. The Kremlin has continued its severe warnings, which are aimed at NATO and Western backers of Ukraine, saying Wednesday that the four recently annexed territories in the east are under Russia's nuclear protection. All those territories are inseparable part of Russia, and therefore all of them are under our protection, Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, specifically in response to a journalist's question over whether these new regions absorbed into the Russian Federation fall under its nuclear umbrella. Their security is guaranteed precisely at the same level as the rest of the country. So I think it was in response to a question, so it's not necessarily something that Putin wanted absolutely to put out there as a threat, but the threat is there. We'll see what happens. I see that Crazy Cat has to go. Sometimes he has a work call during the show, but it was nice to have you around, Crazy Catman, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good luck at work. Bill Gates says that the European energy crisis is good. Well, of course. Why is it good? Well, it will allow people to not be dependent on energy. CDC votes 15-0 to add. Oh, yeah, that's the news that goes with the European one. The American CDC has added the COVID-19 vax to the Vaccine for Children program. There is another vote tomorrow morning on the child immunization schedule revisions. We might have all children in America ordered by the CDC to get the vaccine to go in school. If it becomes like these MMR vaccine, that's the problem. And I think it would be a terrible decision. I hope that they reason themselves out of this and understand. You will be, I don't know if it will apply in a Republican state like Florida that may have a guarantee of medical liberty and may be giving more power to the parents, but it's going to apply on most of the schools and most of the places of America, and you're going to have all these schools in leftist states and leftist cities. They're going to impose the vaccine on everyone. And then everyone is going to die who can't handle the vaccine. And whoever survives will be who's capable of surviving this new technology. And then they're going to use it for hundreds of years, and they're going to tell the unvaxxed, why don't you use our vax? See, it's hurting no one. It's hurting no one because you killed all people who would have been hurt by it. It's hurting no one in 50 years because all the people who had to die by it by this time, they've all been exposed to it. That doesn't mean you didn't kill people. It just means you killed them, and then you had a naturally selected population that was left who will be consuming the vaccine without risk. But the unvaxxed of the future will have unequaled pressure onto them that will push them into a decision that might kill some of them. Thomas Howard says, as JF already covered, the Boston U research producing a form of coronavirus with an 80% fatality rate. I did 2 days ago, and then I did yesterday in terms of covering the response of the Boston U research, where I'm not super satisfied by their denial. They say it wasn't gain of function because normally the mice die at 100%, and those mice were dying at 80%. So it's not gain of function. And my comment on this yesterday was to say it's gain of function because you added a feature to a virus, period. Gain of function doesn't have to go higher in the death rate. In fact, it is the function of some viruses. Some viruses are evolutionarily better when they don't kill. So you may have added a feature that is actually useful to the virus. Tesla dumps 4% after beating earnings and missing on revenue and margin. Okay, Tesla dumping is expected. A pair of Russian bombers intercepted by NORAD jets in Alaska defense zones. That happens often, but of course in the current context, there is much nervousness around the potential tensions between the two countries. And Moderna CEO admits that the COVID is like seasonal flu, only vulnerable need jabs. Well, thank you for admitting it. Now, can we get the CDC to listen to this guy? Can we get anyone to listen to this guy? Because that would be totally fine. If they had come up with a vaccine and they had marketed it to old people, and if you're weak immunologically, you might want to get that vaccine. Just sell it like the seasonal flu vaccine. But what they've done is totally different. And it's, DK Shadow says, isn't that misinformation? Yes, but can you ban the CEO of Moderna for misinformation? I think he may have a special protection. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Thank you so much for being with us. And I will see you all tomorrow. Dank Helmet says, JF, I wish other celebrities would back up what Kanye says. It could start an avalanche of discussion on Jewish power. Gilad Adsman says, Jewish power is the ability to stop you from talking about Jewish power. It is indeed. And we could have an open discussion, and the same way we have open discussion about white power in society. I mean, we hear complaints about it on an everyday basis. We hear white people are dominant, colonialist, with a history of domination of the black race. And what Kanye has said is nothing else than what people say about white people every day. Sometimes not even based on current white people, but somehow attributed to our ancestors and carrying the guilt down to us. Can't we at least have the same level of discussion concerning Jewish people? That would be very sane, very healthy. Bye-bye, everyone. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow.
We'll be right back.